Welcome back. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. I'm Mary Sarrett, filling in for Mark Dankoff, who will be back tomorrow. Mark has been the featured speaker at the No More Wars for Israel conference. And great information, great guest, but he will be back tomorrow behind the microphone giving you good information. Last hour, we talked to Jim Clymer. Jim Clymer is the National Committee Chairman for the Constitution Party, talking about the unprecedented growth in that party, which at this point is the third largest party based on voter registration. And that's understandable. Folks are sick and tired of believing that somehow, he's just not basically going to, it's not going to work. So in essence, they're looking elsewhere. So what we want to do now is talk a little bit about why the evangelical Christians are so behind this war. You know, it's amazing. Those of us who believe in a strong defense, those of us who believe in the constitutional mandates for going to war, not that there's never a just war or a time for a just war. What we're seeing is an unconstitutional, immoral war, and yet the Christians have gotten behind it. Why is that? Well, if you look historically at what's happened with wars that have not been constitutional, they've not been declared, they've not been moral, they've not been justified, go back to the 60s and the early 70s. You had President Nixon appealing to the country's silent majority because there was this anti-Vietnam War sentiment in the United States. But I'd like to ask you to call in and let me know why you think it is that the conservatives, that the evangelicals have gotten behind the war, pastors have. In other words, if you speak out against the war, you're unpatriotic, you're not supporting the troops. Why do you believe we've gotten to the place in this war where it's the quote-unquote conservative and the Christian right that have been, you know, behind Bush all the way on this war? I'd like to hear from you. The number to call in is 1-800-313-9443. 1-800-313-9443. And just give us a holler here at the Republic Broadcasting Network and let me know. 1-800-313-9443. So historically, we've got in the Vietnam War, Clinton goes to the silent majority, which at that point was, I guess, what you'd call the Christian right now, because there was so much sentiment against the war. Then you've got 10 years later, President Reagan has Jerry Falwell's moral majority. There's always a term for this group. So we go from the silent majority to the moral majority and got them on the side of the war in Central America. Then you had Gingrich getting Pat Robertson and Ralph Reed's Christian Coalition stirring up the conservatives. So, you know, it's certainly no surprise that now at the end of George Bush's tenure, Gary Bauer's coming along saying, rah, rah, let's beat the war drum. All right, let's go to the phones in Tennessee. John from Tennessee, good morning. You're on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Good morning, Mary. You asked a question, why are evangelicals getting behind this? I think what it is in many instances, the church has been, I hate to use the word infiltrated, but it has been infiltrated. People are following preachers and pastors and ministers. They're not following the truth. And they're allowing themselves to be led down a road that I believe with all my heart, whether it's 6 months or 2 years or 5 years from now, they're going to see what has happened to them. I'm going to wonder how they got to a fascist state. Where on earth did socialism come from? And my answer to them is, you're asleep. You were sleeping.
Mm-hmm.
Mary was there. Mark was there. John was there. John Stadtmiller and all the others on RBN were there, and you were asleep. You didn't want to listen.
Boy, John, have you hit the nail on the head. Appreciate the call.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes 4 books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371. 37371.
Welcome back. This morning you're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. I'm Mary Starrett, filling in for Mark Dankoff. He'll be back tomorrow. We're talking about why evangelicals have gotten behind this war, an illegal, immoral, unconstitutional war. And I was talking a little bit about how, you know, if the past is prologue in the 60s and 70s, Nixon got the silent majority to oppose the opposition against the Vietnam War. Then Reagan got the moral majority to work on his side by supporting the warfare in Central America. Then Gingrich got Pat Robertson and Ralph Reed behind to go against the Bill Clinton administration. Now we see that Gary Bauer is a former Reagan administration official, longtime conservative activist. He's heading up a new organization called the Forgotten Americans Coalition. Got a bunch of the celebrity Christians, which are saying, hey, let's beat this war drum and support the president, going up against the evangelicals or to get the evangelical support for this war. John is on the line from Tennessee, who made a really good point about the fact that, you know, the pastors are asleep, the people are asleep, and I think that really does speak to a lot of the problems in this country. If the pastors had rallied their people for all the right reasons and the right candidates and to stop wasting their vote with the lesser two evils, things like that, we'd see change in this country, wouldn't we, John?
It would. And, you know, Mary, you said the pastors are asleep and the church, many people in the church are asleep, and that's true, but in a great number of the cases, the pastors, pastors are complicit. They're involved, and they know that they're involved. You have, when you have pastors and leaders in the Southern Baptist Church that are members of the CFR, and they join because, and they make it clear that the CFR has plans and it's necessary to have people in evangelical leadership in order to accomplish their goals. They're telling you, but you're not hearing. You know, I'm fortunate, Mary. I'm 50 years old. I grew up in Detroit, and I went to the public schools. But I had some teachers that taught children, taught kids, taught me and others how to not be obedient, not believe, not to with the crowd. They taught you to think. And you have to be able to look at facts, whatever you determine them to be personally. You know, you can look at it, draw your own conclusions. And when you see the facts, if it takes you to a conclusion that you really don't want to go to, if you're honest enough with yourself and you're looking for truth, then you have to believe it. If you're not going to believe what your own mind tells you, why worry about it? Why look? You know, we say, well, you know, I'm looking for the truth. Let me tell you, there is only one thing that is the truth, and the truth is not answers to questions. The truth is a person. There are things that are true. You know, the grass is green. The sky is blue. I'm driving down the road. Those are all true statements. But the truth is a person, and his name is Jesus Christ. Now, that sounds politically incorrect. So anything, even the things that the atheists believe to be true, if you compare them with Bible, those things that they consider to be true are in line with the Bible. Those things that they consider to be false or lies are out of line with the Bible. And I hate to take it to that place because I know this isn't, you know, a Bible study, but it is truth.
Why is it, John, that you see those who set themselves up as the leaders in the evangelical movement, the Dobsons, the Reeds, Don Wildman of the Christian Broadcasting Network, Robertson, American Family Association, Don Wildman, all these people we look to for leadership, and our pastors as well, have abdicated their role by looking for truth.
And they never knew the truth, they never had, the truth, or they have left the truth. And they do, I've talked to my pastor understands this, and I've talked to him, and we've talked about it. When you get a super church, and you've got a budget that requires, you know, whether it's $1 million a year or $50 million a year to continue to operate, and you've got huge grounds, and you've got people on the payroll, and you're on 500 radio and television stations. You don't want to fail. So what do? People come along, you're tempted, you compromise, and you leave the truth. You turn your back on what your first intention may have been. And I'm not standing in, I guess I am in a way, standing in judgment, but that's the danger to organized religion.
Mm-hmm.
And this is coming from a guy, I'm a Christian, you know? I mean, but we've forgotten what our job is to be. We're not to go out and build 20,000 member churches and be on television and radio, you know, and be involved in government.
Well, but John, what about the 501c3 corporations where pastors are so afraid, they've become corporations of the state, they're so afraid to say anything that might get them in trouble, so that basically they sold out, that shut them up, they might as well be a state-sponsored church in China.
Well, there are some churches. I'm in a church that I've been involved in for about a year or two, maybe 2 years. The pastor is relatively new. It is a 501c3, and I've talked to him, and he understands what I'm getting at. I'm hoping that we can do away with it, but I can assure you this guy has never let the fact of the church being a 501c3 stand in the way of anything. He's to the point, if it's going to get me locked up or if it's going to destroy the church, you know, hey, bring it.
Mm-hmm.
And there's people in the church that came there after it was a 501c3, and, you know, we're basically, hey, we're with you. I mean, Who is the government?
Yeah, the people.
You know, who is the government, and who are they to tell a minister or a member of a church that has a deep, heartfelt beliefs and convictions what they can and can't do? They're only able to do that if you comply.
Well, John, I'm glad you're not complying, and I'm glad you found a church that doesn't either. Hey, appreciate the call. Do call us again.
I really didn't want to take it to that place, but it's important that people understand.
I'm glad you did. It's good info. God bless.
Take care.
Thank you. All righty. Hey, Ted from Georgia, thanks for calling this morning. Hi, Ted. How are you?
If there was one word that would answer your question, it would be money. And the desire for conquest, and every ideology, including the Bible, especially the Bible, has a structure. It has, in fact, the Bible has many potential structures. We assume and we believe that it has one true structure. However, in analyzing how you're going to lead people who believe in the Bible, you have to look at the structures, the potential structures in the Bible. Am I coming across at all?
Mm-hmm. But do you think, let me just ask you, just, you know, to sort of whittle this down a little bit, we've got those Christians like Dobson and Gary Bauer, who are saying, hey, everybody, you know, we can't lose support for this war. We have to support this war and this president at all costs. Do you think that the majority of Christians are critical thinkers, or are they just being co-opted by whatever these celebrity Christians say?
If you're going to understand what is happening, you need to get you need not be distracted by such things as you're talking about. They are the ultimate answer. But to look at the, if you're going to conquer a people and get them to do what you want to do, then you look at what they believe in. Back several centuries ago, people believed in the Bible and were willing to give their lives for it. People today believe in money.
Yeah, that's pretty much it. So these mega churches and these big organizations that are getting lots of bucks from Christians, you think that they're just sort of, in other words, if they can sit at the table with the Republican Party or sit at the table with the Bush administration and get whatever crumbs they're willing to be thrown, they need to dance to their tune, in essence.
Well, the thing is, and I saw this with my own eyes back in 1965, they were already laying the groundwork for the thing that you're talking about. And what you're discussing is the results. You're talking about symptoms.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, what? That's pretty much true. Pretty much true.
But they went back probably it predated 1965. I saw it in 1965.
Mm-hmm.
They were actually going into the Christian churches and converting them into believing in this theology, which is the what is the name of that version of the King James Bible where they have all the notes and the God's Chosen People version.
I'm not familiar with that.
Well, it's called the Scofield Bible.
Mm-hmm.
And Scofield Bible represents a structure, a destructure of the King James Version of the Bible. It emphasizes things that these people that you're talking about, the neocons, believe in.
Mm.
They've been taught, and they were led by money. They were enticed into these beliefs by money.
Hey, Ted, we're up against a break.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill. It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The Bedfan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280. Or visit our site at bedfan.com, your provider for great sleep.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions Frequency Instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
Welcome back. This morning you're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. I'm filling in for Mark Dankoff, who will be back tomorrow morning. I'd like you to call in and let me know what your take is on why the evangelical Christians, the celebrity Christians, are rallying the troops, i.e. the other evangelical Christians, behind this war with such ferocity. We found that Gary Bauer has a new group. It's composed of a number of veteran conservative leaders. You've got the American Family Association, Dr. Don Wildman. You've got Christian Broadcasting Network's Pat Robertson. You've got the Free Congress Foundation's Paul Weyrich, Tim LaHaye, Beverly LaHaye of Concerned Women for America, all of that. Behind this, what's called the Forgotten Americans Coalition, it's rah-rah, you know, behind this war all the way. So I'd like to hear from you on why you think it is that the Christians who should be standing up and saying, number one, the war is immoral, the war is unjustified, the war is unconstitutional. There is the mandate for just war. We are mandated to protect each other and protect our own lives. But as we found out, the evidence just does not pass the smell test on this war. and it looks like this thing was in the works way before September 11th. Despite the evidence, we're still there. We're not going anywhere, and the Democrats or the Republicans are not going to bring us home. So, anyway, that being said, love to hear from you. In fact, Ron Paul is the only one who's saying, let's get out of the war, and the Constitution Party is the only political party that has taken a stand saying this is not acceptable, this is not acceptable war. You can check them out at constitutionparty.com. But anyway, I'd like to hear from you this morning on why you think we've got pastors and evangelical Christians who are saying we've got to get behind this war, no matter how much there seems to be disapproval for it. The number here is 1-800-313-9443. Would love to hear from you this morning on the Republic Broadcasting Network. So I've been just trying to figure out why it is that we've got such support amongst the Christians, amongst the pastors. You know, if you go to your pastor, chances are good, especially if he's heading up a 501c3 corporation, state corporation church, and you try to ask him to preach about the just war, the whole mandate for going to war, he'll tell you to take a hike. Just like we're seeing pastors are not wanting to preach against abortion because they don't want to offend anybody. Because according to George Barna's information, we have just as many people in who consider themselves evangelical Christians who've had abortions, who've been divorced, who don't necessarily think same-sex behavior is immoral. So they don't want to step on any toes because, as our callers have said, the last couple of callers, it's about packing the church, it's about making payroll, it's about staying under the radar, and we're not getting truth out of our churches. We're not getting truth out of our evangelical Christian celebrity leaders. So this group is called the Forgotten Americans Coalition, and Gary Bauer is behind it, and they've gotten all these celebrity Christians. And they're saying we've got a declaration. They've got 44 people who signed this declaration who lead all kinds of organizations with millions of members. And these are usually associated with issues like abortion, marriage, and family. But these people signed it because they say they feel compelled to speak out against a cut-and-run strategy being pushed by what they call isolationists. Isolationists, didn't the founding fathers tell us that we were to be, to form alliances with no one? We were to be friends with everyone? Now you've got the Christian celebrities calling this isolationism. See the spin they're putting on this? I'd like to hear from you on why you think the evangelicals are buying into this. 1-800-313-9443. 1-800-313-9443. So they've got this declaration. They got all these conservative columnists and Christian celebrities to sign it, saying we are behind the war. We're against a cut and run strategy. I love it when Ron Paul, who's the only one who has any sense on this issue, has said cut and run. You bet. Why not? What are we going to stay there for? It's time to get out. The Democrats are behind it. Republicans are behind it. There is not one Republican contender for president, not one Democrat president for contender for the presidential race who is telling us we need to get out of Iraq. It's amazing how the two big box parties have joined lockstep. They pretended that there was a mandate to get the Republicans out of office in 06 so that we can get this war over and done with. Now we have these joke resolutions, non-binding resolutions by the Democrats, to have a resolution to discuss maybe someday having a resolution to get us out of Iraq. Now they're talking about getting us into Iran. So we've got this desperate move to shore up support amongst religious conservatives whose support for the war seems to be melting. So we've got support for the war that has pretty much disintegrated amongst the general population. But you've got the religious right. Boy, they have not wavered on this one bit. We'll talk about that when we come back. I'd like to get your thoughts on that. 1-800-313-9443. I'm Mary Starrett, filling in for Mark Dankoff, and you're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
While we're skiing this winter.
What was that website again?
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Here, write it down.
Good idea. EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Maybe we can go skiing this winter, too.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. I'm Mary Starrett, filling in for Mark Dankoff. He'll be back behind the mic tomorrow morning. Want to encourage you to go to constitutionparty.com. Click in the upper right-hand corner for free email alerts, and you'll just get a little snippet once a week or so that gives you an idea of what's going on ballot access-wise, issues you need to know about that the two big-box parties are ignoring. The two really big issues we need to look at is sovereignty, immigration, the security prosperity partnership. These are not issues that are being handled by the two parties, the two big box parties. Fortunately, there's a groundswell of interest in the Constitution Party, has had a 40% growth since 2004, because 58% of Americans say it's time for a third party, a viable third party. And as we've heard, there are some people like Dobson who have said, we are not going to vote for Rudy Giuliani. if he gets the nomination. So we're looking elsewhere. We're looking for somebody who we can, with all good conscience, vote for, who represents our beliefs. And I know that as a lifelong Republican, I got to the point where I was constantly voting for evil. Yes, it was the lesser of evil, but evil is still evil. And I got tired of having to equivocate and to say, well, you know, it's going to be okay. And I never got what I wanted. And people would say, it took me a long time to get to the place where I realized that I wasn't wasting my vote. I remember having this argument with somebody for years before I switched party affiliation, because I remember saying, no, we've got to stay with the Republican Party. We've got to work within the party. We've got to change things from the established party. And then I realized, wait a second, it was never going to happen. It kept getting worse and worse and worse. So if you look back at what happened in when the Republicans got to office, they were replacing what was the conservative party at the time, the Whig. The Republicans got a president elected who wasn't even on the ballot in 9 states. That's Abraham Lincoln. Now, of course, we have our issues with some of the things that Lincoln did. But ultimately, when a party becomes irrelevant, it goes away. There are now 5 approved or federally recognized parties in the United States. You've got the Republicans, the Democrats, the Libertarians, the Greens, Conservative Party, the Constitution Party, which is a conservative, truly conservative party. So the Constitution Party, the reason why it has grown 40% since 2004 is because folks who have the life issue as a prominent issue, folks who are concerned about illegal immigration, can't be a member of any of the other parties. The Democrats, the Republicans, the Libertarians, the Greens all believe, whee, free for all, let's open up the borders. And let the chips fall where they may. And the other parties all pretty much think that the life issue is a joke. But the Constitution Party still believes that if you do not defend the most innocent, what good is all the other constitutional guarantees if you can't even defend innocent life? So that's why that's important. And that's why I and so many other people have left the Republican Party, because the rank and file might believe in conservative, pro-life, pro-secure borders, pro-Second Amendment belief. But those who are running the party and pulling the strings are globalists. They have one agenda, and that is to take us into one world government. And so we're not going to get what we want if we stay with that party. That's why it's real important that in 2008 we go elsewhere. But we were talking a little bit earlier about why the evangelicals are so behind this war, why the pastors and the celebrity Christians are getting trying to rally the troops for support for a war that is just the support for the war is waning. So I'd like to know why you think it is that all the Christians seem have gotten behind the war, or at least, you know, the ones that are out in front screaming and yelling about it. Number is 1-800-313-9443. 1-800-313-9443. I noticed today's headline shows that Mitt Romney is trying to curry favor with the Christian right. He's trying to downplay his Mormon roots. He's trying to use terms like Jesus Christ is my personal savior. He's trying to, anybody who's done any homework on this guy knows that his political pedigree stinks. He's been a big Planned Parenthood advocate. He's been a big pro-abort. He's been a big, very, very strong defender of gay rights. Definitely anti-Second Amendment. This is not our guy. And yet you see, time after time, they're pushing Giuliani, Mitt Romney, Huckabee, Thompson. None of these guys, if you look at their pedigree, none of these guys pass muster. So why is it that the Dobsons and the Gary Bowers and the Beverly LaHaye and Tim LaHaye all these people, Tony Perkins, why aren't they getting behind Ron Paul? Can somebody answer that question for me? Why the one guy who could pull this all together, they are not getting behind him. Could it be that they have all sold out to the establishment, to the CFR, to the globalist agenda, to the Republican Party, which just marches behind this one world order? Is that what's going on here? It just seems like it's too bizarre that somebody like Ron Paul isn't getting the Christian evangelical support. 1-800-313-9443. I got one of these Republican Party census documents. You know, it's a fundraising tool. They send it to you. They ask you to fill out this census, this survey, send it back with a check. Of course, at this point in time, the Republican Party, not only is it hemorrhaging members and voters, but they're really in trouble because people are not contributing to the party. They're in big trouble financially. So a couple of times a year, they send out this Republican Party census document. And on it, they ask all kinds of questions. Now, here's one. Do you support the use of airstrikes against any country that offers safe harbor or aid to individuals or organizations committed to further attacks on America? Well, you know what that's asking. Hey, when do we get to bomb Iran? So it's not bad enough that we're in an illegal, unconstitutional, undeclared immoral war in Iraq. Now we've got to just rub our hands together with glee at the thought of carpet bombing the folks in Iran. Is this insanity? This is coming out of the Republican Party, which purports to be champions of the Constitution? No. They're doing everything that this party is doing and advancing, whether it's candidates or issues. If these were being pushed by the Democrats, the quote-unquote conservatives would be up in arms, but they're not. Their mouths are shut. They don't want to hear any evil. They don't want to see any evil. They want to say everything is just fine. We need to stay with the Republicans at all costs. Remember that every issue that was important was advanced by a third party. Think about this. The Liberty Party got behind the women's suffrage movement. You had various parties, the Reform Party getting behind a balanced budget. You've got the Republican Party pushing against slavery when the Whigs refused to acknowledge that issue. So, big issues advanced by third parties, never by the parties that were in power. So it's time to look at what, for instance, the Constitution Party is pushing, which is to stop the North American Union, stop the NAFTA superhighway, stop the Security and Prosperity Partnership. Are these you ever hear the Republicans or Democrats talking about? The Libertarians? The Greens? No. If ever we are going to stop these assaults on American sovereignty, it is not going to be with either of the big box parties. It is simply not going to happen. When you have a president who stands there as he is calling for, quote unquote, his words, hemispheric integration, and then tells you who questioned the North American Union and the Security and Prosperity Partnership after a big summit in Canada this summer, calls you a conspiracy theorist for even believing in such a thing, when all you have to do is go to the government's website and it's all laid out there, spp.gov. It's happening, it's advancing, and the Republicans are not about to admit it. They're not about to acknowledge it because their president says it's all a conspiracy theory. I want to know what you think. Why have we gotten to this place where the Republicans flat out lie, and yet a lot of people in this country are loath to leave the party? Certainly enough of them are, but are loath to leave because they think that somehow we could not survive. We didn't have a Republican in office. The Republicans in office have wound up doing more harm than the Democrats did. Imagine hearkening back to the Clinton administration and wishing we could be back there again? Because at least when Clinton was in office, the Republicans were screaming and yelling about the stuff he was doing, which was unconstitutional. Now we just shut up. Our number here is 1-800-313-9443. 1-800-313-9443. Looking at some of the other issues on this Republican Party census document, it really is, it's amazing, and it's always interesting to see how they term the questions. The questions when they ask surveys are always put to where, you know, you're darned if you do and you're darned if you don't answer them. Yes, no, undecided. I like this one. The first question they ask on this survey that the Republicans sent out as a fundraising tool: if Democrats try to gut the USA Patriot Act and other important laws that promote the safety and security of all Americans, should Republicans in Congress fight back? Whoa. Well, first of all, the USA Patriot Act, there were a couple of Supreme Court decisions recently that showed that they were anything but constitutional and anything but patriotic. This Patriot Act is so onerous, so Orwellian, and so destructive of constitutional civil liberties. And yet the Republican Party says we can't let the Democrats try to gut these laws because they promote safety and security. Well, you know what Benjamin Franklin said about security? If we're willing to trade our liberty for it, we're going to wind up not only not being free, not having liberty, but we're sure as heck not going to be secure. All right, let's go to the phones. And Eric from New Jersey. Hi, Eric. Thanks for calling in this morning.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. How are you?
Doing pretty good. This is the first time I've ever actually listened to your show. I just stumbled upon it. But it was interesting that you guys were talking about religion and the use of the evangelist in the politician realm. I don't think this is anything new, especially if you look at the 2000 election and the 2004 election. You have a lot going on. If you ever read Attention Deficit Democracy, it talks a lot about how the evangelists were being used to support the Bush agenda. And also, if you have ever seen the documentary Jesus Camp, the very disturbing point of view of forcing the youth into seeing the Bush agenda and the war agenda. And so I don't think this is anything new to come across.
Well, how do you think you counter something like this? If you've got, you know, the masses who are sitting there watching American Idol and, you know, twiddling their thumbs and playing computer games, they hear somebody like Gary Bauer get up and Tim LaHaye and Beverly LaHaye of Concerned Women for America and say, hey, we got to get behind the war, even though the rest of the country's starting to lose interest. How do you counter that?
Well, I think the best thing you can do is, we don't really have like a mass media source like these large churches and these evangelists do. I mean, when you get a large group of people together and you start preaching something that goes along the lines of Jesus and God, it's so easy for someone to fall into that rhetoric, especially when you have such a mass group of people together. I mean, it becomes kind of like a collective conscious. But, you know, to counter that, I think the best way to do it is just through information and really, you know, pressing the knowledge out there and trying to support, you know, people like Ron Paul and really giving the ideas about what Ron Paul is about and what the Constitution stands for and what this country was built on, real Christianity. What this country was built on was real belief in Christianity and not this evangelical, this mass appeal.
Yeah, I think, and we had a caller earlier who was saying, you know, it really all comes down to money.
Absolutely.
Huge churches that you got to pay payroll, you're not going to pick anyone off.
And these churches are being built over and over and over again. And it's easy to flock to a giant place that has, like, you know, programs for children and large TV screens and extravagant displays. I mean, it's very easy to go to the glam and glitter of everything like that. I mean, like you said before, these people watching American Idol, they're watching these giant stages of people with glam and glitter and lights and shows, and it's easy to impress somebody that way. And I guess I think our society has fallen into such a damaged area where we're just going to constantly just see the glands and glitz of everything and not see behind the picture.
But how is it that, you know, you've got what you would consider fairly, I mean, these are not stupid people who are, you know, running the show in these evangelical organizations. Do you think it's a more sinister, more choreographed effort to deceive people? Or do they really believe this is a good war? Do they really believe Bush is doing a good job? Do they really believe the Patriot Act is a good thing? Do they believe this stuff?
Well, that's a really hard question to answer. I mean, I don't really know any of these priests or these ministers personally, so I couldn't tell you. I don't think you could tell them either. I think a lot of them, like you said before, are relying on the bankroll that's being given to them. So, I mean, they say the mark of the beast, the National ID Act. That's a lot of, I know a lot of, the tagging of animals that they're trying to do to the not the pilgrims, but what are they called? The Amish. The Amish people are really fighting at the tagging of the animals and the Real ID Act and everything like that. But the thing is what it comes down to is the worship of money. So these people could either think that it is something that they're just going to get monetary relief of, or they could possibly actually believe in it. They could possibly, because I've also heard that there's.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Welcome back to the Republic Broadcasting Network. I'm Mary Sterrick, filling in last few minutes here for Mark Dankoff, who will be back tomorrow. And I'll be back on Thursday morning in the second hour as a guest, talking about a variety of different issues. I think we're going to be talking about electronic voting and why that's such a scary proposition for those of us who would like to see some fair elections in 08. Anyhow, that's what I think I'll be chatting about on Thursday morning. But back to what we were discussing just for a few more minutes, and if you want to call in, we've got a minute to take your call, 1-800-313-9443. And that is, why is it that the evangelical Christians, why pastors and people like Gary Bauer and Dobson and all these folks have gotten behind the war in such a big way? I think it's interesting to note that this is not something new. You go back to the 60s and the 70s, you had Nixon. He had to do something to counter the opposition to the Vietnam War. So he courted the silent majority, and that was very successful. Then a decade later, Ronald Reagan had Jerry Falwell's moral majority working to support what he was doing in Central America. Then Newt Gingrich got Pat Robertson and Ralph Reed. See, it's amazing how the evangelicals can be used. You know, they can just be used as sock puppets. Whenever we need to get the Christians on board, well, let's haul these celebrity Christians in, and they're so enamored of the power in Washington that they'll do anything for crumbs from the table. And what they do is they sit at the table, they get a few crumbs, they go away, and they do the bidding of the Republican Party, the globalists, who want to get the sheep on board. And it's very effective. So now, all you had to do was have President Bush invite a couple of these celebrity Christians like Gary Bauer to the White House, and their, you know, short man status, little egos, got to be pumped up. And if the president invites you in and promises you the moon, all you have to do is get out there and get your people behind me. And they run out and they do it. Because their focus is not on the truth. Their focus is on how they can aggrandize themselves. How do they get more power? How do they get more say? And that's what's happening. So now as we see George Bush's administration, the last days, the last gasp, somebody like Gary Bauer, who's a former Reagan administration official, longtime conservative activist, he's heading up a new organization at the behest, I'm sure, of the powers that be, supporting the global, quote, war on terror. It's called the Forgotten Americans Coalition. You've got the celebrity Christians like American Family Association's Don Wildman, the Christian Broadcasting Network's Pat Robertson, the Free Congress Foundation's Paul Weyrich, Tim LaHaye, Beverly LaHaye of Concerned Women for America, all saying we've got to support this war. It's as important as the life issue. It's as important as the marriage amendments and going up against same-sex unions. This is important that we fight this war. How in the world, what a convoluted, twisted logic leads you to believe that? Anyway, that's why I'm a firm believer we need a third party in 08. So check out constitutionparty.com. Check on the box for free email alerts and get up to date on what's going on. I'm Mary Sterrick, filling in for Mark Dankoff, and you're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Have a great day, and God bless.